Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
Tonight on the Stray FM Family Show, I have in the studio with me Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors. Hello, Hassan.
Evening, Beth.
Now, what you do at Number One Solicitors is, as the name would suggest, a whole load of law subjects. You help people with all sorts of different problems. But predominantly on the show, we talk about family law. Today, we're talking about divorce. And one of the biggest parts of divorce, as well as dealing with property and dealing with children and who's going to have whose friends and stuff, is cash, isn't it?
It can be quite a common situation, particularly where you have one party that is working and perhaps the other party that is not working or has compromised their career prospects or ambitions. So quite often, but not, you have quite a tricky scenario of trying to compute what would be fair for the person who's given up their career compared to the person that has obviously gone out and advanced their career.
I mean, it's a weird thing, isn't it? Because when you're married and everything's fine and dandy, that's not something you want to think about. What if we split up? But people do. It does happen. A word that is thrown around a lot in divorce then is, or a phrase, I should say, is financial settlement. What on earth does that actually mean, and what is it?
So financial settlement in the context of a divorce is a document that's agreed between a married party that deals with a division of matrimonial assets, income and liabilities. You would usually look to agree the terms of a divorce financial settlement before the granting of a divorce, and that's when the decree absolute is issued.
What's a decree absolute? That's it, done.
Yes, so the decree absolute is declared by the court, which effectively terminates the marriage into a divorce. And that is the document that a party would require if they decided to remarry in the future.
Oh, okay. I guess you could just decide it all on your own terms, couldn't you? If I was divorcing my husband, we could say, well, how about we just split everything 50-50 and it's all fine and we're good to go from there. Why is it important to get an official financial settlement? Why not just sort of do it on what feels fair at the time?
It's really important that a number of factors are carefully considered when you are looking at a financial settlement. Particularly, it's important to carefully assess if the financial agreement that's been agreed between parties is fair for both parties, and it's fair for the party who retains the children after marriage. It's important that that financial settlement provides financial security and certainty for the children so they can continue to live a similar lifestyle to what they had when they were married. And I guess there are other factors which, you know, a party would need to consider is, you know, whether the husband or the wife is being honest with the level of disclosure that they have. Because in order for a party to be able to assess whether that financial settlement is fair, they need to be able to carefully assess the entirety of the matrimonial assets, i.e. what's the total value of all the property, what's the equity, how much is the pensions. So sometimes it can be quite difficult if there are lots of assets, particularly if they're scattered around. But if you're dealing with quite a basic, straightforward financial settlement, it can usually be a bit simpler to provide a mathematical approach to it.
You mentioned there that it's quite important to be honest. Do you find that there's often married couples or people who have had sort of hidden assets, money, different places and their other half hasn't known about it?
Unfortunately, it's not uncommon for a party to perhaps not be as full and frank with the level of financial disclosure that they have. We tend to see this can be common in high net worth divorces, particularly where perhaps, you know, one of the parties is quite financially savvy or they have certain assets that are difficult to trace because they're in another part of the country, or they could have assets that they've put in a trust. In such circumstances, it's, you know, it can be important for a person to look at getting early on legal advice, so at least the solicitor can look to ascertain whether there are any assets that have been hidden. And there are ways and means that our team do that at Number One Solicitors, where we are able to carefully analyse the finances, which often allows us to find further assets, which can be quite surprising to parties, particularly ones who have relied on each other in good faith that neither of them would deceive each other.
Now, the team at Number One Solicitors, yourself, Essan, and the rest of your crew are all over the place in the UK. I know you're often busy down in London, you're often in Manchester, but you have a lovely office in Harrogate as well. So for people in the Harrogate and surrounding areas, they can get in touch with yourself or someone from the team. How do they do that, and what would your advice be on the first step?
So the first step is if you are looking at attempting to agree a financial settlement, or whether you've agreed one with your partner, feel free to get in touch with my team. Anyone wanting to get in touch can hop onto our website, which is one, the digit one, solicitors with an S at the end, or Number One Solicitors Harrogate, where they can request a free initial telephone consultation, where a member of our team will be happy to get them booked in with myself.
Fantastic. Essan, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Beth.
Dan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.